Okay, now I'm going to talk about the processing of solutions. Solutions are subdivisible into those which are totally considerations and those which are designed to start, change, and stop. The anatomy of control is start, change, and stop. The anatomy of consideration is life, the physical universe, and any other universe you happen to run into. Therefore, the processing of solutions in the bracket of considerations is more important than the processing of solutions in the field of start, change, and stop. First thing you should know about solutions. The processing of considerations in the field of solutions is more important than the processing of control in the field of solutions. But I can tell you right now that your earliest errors in this endeavor will be devoted to the processing and control in the field of solution. Now, this is all very well, but you will do that, and then after a while, you will find out that the processing of considerations in the field of solutions is far more effective if less dramatic, because it gets the individual rather immediately out of the use of energy. Okay. It is the basic consideration of any preclear that he is alive. But what he considers, then, life to be becomes quite interesting. At any moment, he can adopt an entire package of solutions. The basic problem, step 2, procedure 30, the basic problem, of course, that you find man most engrossed in solving is survival. That's the most basic problem he's engaged in this universe. But that is not all the problem there is, by a long way, that in this universe, in life forms and so forth, we have survival. But there could be a multitude of considerations which wouldn't even vaguely have anything to do with persistence. They would have to do with creation and destruction. This would not necessarily limit the number of considerations. Even so, there would be another vast multitude just on the subject of how we will consider it. And there is your basic solution that you're aiming for as an individual. How will we consider it? That's a consideration. That's a solution in terms of consideration. And it is immediately directed at how we will consider. Now, your individual, as I said, can adopt an entire package of considerations at once. The fact that everything is getting worse and is never going to be solved and so forth is simply a problem. That's a problem set up to titillate his imagination. But the other factor here is the problem that he has to be something in order to exist. And when he decides to be something, he may, at that moment, adopt an enormous number of considerations. For instance, when he goes into Grandma's valence, he has Grandma's considerations in package, all of which, then, he has to sort out and adopt and so forth. So actually, you could have two kinds of solutions. You could have those solutions acquired by the acquisition of beingness and those considerations which the preclear himself has made. See? In other words, we get a whole package of considerations the second we say, I'll be Grandma. That's the solution. Well, now, it would look to you offhand, then, that beingness, decisions to be, were extremely important, and so they are. Because each decision to be will bring in all the considerations attendant to the role which is going to be adopted. You see? Let's say Grandpa's considerations are that he has to, let's just count them off. Grandpa's considerations are, for instance, that he has to be operated upon regularly, that women are no damn good, that chewing tobacco is the most intimate production of cancer, the fact that other human beings shouldn't be let live that preachers should all be shot. Let's say he has a number of considerations like this. Now, how does the fellow assume the valence of Grandpa? See? He just says, I consider that the best thing I could do about this is to be something else. Actually, it won. Well, at this instant, he has to adopt all these things which I just mentioned, you see. That is how he is Grandpa, completely aside from the matter of form. He can take on Grandpa's form, but mainly and most intimately, he takes on Grandpa's considerations of existence. And so, as I say, let's look at this, and we'll see if the preclear himself can arrive at solutions in the field of consideration, or he can arrive at a solution to be something, at which moment he inherits this huge package of solutions. See? And this is just the field of considerations we're talking about. Both of those in the field of consideration. Solutions where he decides to consider this, and that way. See? That's one bracket. That's the most important one. And the other most important one is he decides he's going to be something, at which moment he gets all these considerations, which are solutions, just as a result of becoming something. For instance, the considerations of a little brown dog would be that it liked chicken bones, that it had to pant, that it had to lie on sofas, so forth. And these, each one of them, by the way, is a solution. It's a solution, something rather. I want to lie on the couch. I like to lie on the couch, you see, is generally a solution to the fact that the floor is hard, and so on. So we can get this. So let's differentiate right here at the beginning and see that there are two types of solutions. Well, let's get a little more basic than that and recognize that a solution is the end product of a problem, maybe. Or it's the start of a problem. You see, a problem is the first solution to lack of interest in living. So a solution actually becomes before the problem. And the problem does not necessarily lead to a solution, but may in itself be the solution. A solution is, I'll have problems. And that is more intimate than the answer to the problem is. Now, you're taught by mathematics, which I call to your attention on the notice X scale, almost at the bottom. You're told by mathematics that a solution succeeds a problem. You have the problem, then you have a solution. Well, let's just shake that right straight out of our wits right now, because it is not true. All mathematical solutions lead to are more mathematical solutions. And mathematics itself is the solution to the problem. I haven't enough attention to know the answer. I have to have a symbol system to arrive at the answer. See, that's mathematics. And mathematics as a whole package, as a system, is a solution to what? Lack of attention. And so, wherever we get into control, energy, manifestations, forms, motion, space, energy, and so forth, where we get a solution, it is intimately connected with attention. Solution, attention. Very intimate connection here. But where we get into just considerations, we don't have any attention at all. So we're working with a problem right now, which is above the level of mechanics. Solutions are above mechanics. Problems are below mechanics. Problems only arrive after you have involved yourself mechanically. With what? With space, with other determinisms, with other objects, and the confusions, and not necessarily confusions, just the interplay of various items and so forth, create what we know as a problem. And therefore, you could have a solution as the prime thought, you know, I'll be something. See, that's the solution. Solution to what? To nothing. You don't have to have a problem to have a solution. Well, we get somebody who's chasing down the track looking for the solution. He is dramatizing his case. That's me. See that? I mean, if I were silly enough to go out and start looking for the solutions, I would be at the highest level of dramatization you can get at. Just call it dramatization, you see. I want the answer. I want the answer to all this existence, you see. There isn't any answer. There's existence. Now, it's very confusing to an individual after he's looked over all this to find out that all the time he was operating above the level of solution. That's real confusing, see. Well, I found this out about a year ago, and I knocked off right at that point of chasing down the track and looking around to answers of problems. This was an indoctrination which I had had as an engineer. Excuse me for introducing my own case. I frankly never do. But here I was, fully indoctrinated as an engineer, and the tremendous amounts of mathematics which you have to swallow, something like a young child swallows castor oil, leads you to the fact that if there is a problem, then perforce there must be a solution. This was the philosophy under which I was operating on. Look, if there's a solution, you're sooner or later going to run into a problem. That's the actuality of it. You see, man is inverted on this one point. So we just look here and find out where he is mostly inverted, and that's where he's inverted. There is the solution, and then you get a problem. That's the way life works. Anytime you get it all solved, boy, have you got a problem on your hands. Anytime that you have decided that you had a solution, why, you're all set, you see, to have a tremendous number of problems. In the form of energy, for instance, the solution to start is far more important than the solution to stop. And most people are looking for solutions on the order of stop. If I found the solution to this, you see, all this would stop. Listen, then what? Huh? Huh? Then what? Then a vacuum or a non-existence or what? So when you start to decide to stop, then, boy, do you get problems. Oh, tremendous problems. Therefore, restraint is far more important than a forward impulse, although it looks to man that his decision, for instance, to charge that pack of war whoops was what got him into trouble. That's why he's dead. He keeps saying this is regret, you see, and you know very already in processing that shame, blame, regret, regret particularly, is an awfully hot button. Well, what he does is this. After he has stopped, you see, then he says, oh, why did I ever start that? He now has a problem, doesn't he? But just by starting it, he didn't have any problem then. He just had velocity and motion, and where it wound up, nobody knew, but all of a sudden it stopped, and then he had a problem. What is his problem? Well, his problem is that he's dying or something, you see. Or how am I going to crawl back to camp now with these 15 arrows in my gizzard? See? That's a problem. Well, it looks to him, obviously, that he never would have had this problem if he hadn't decided to start. Ah, but if he'd never decided to start, then what kind of a problem would he have? Well, he might not have any problem at all, but that would be his problem. We get the whole field of interest, randomity, automaticity setups, and so forth at this echelon. Well, as you work this with a preacher, you will find out that he becomes a very baffled person. Because his total education is actually in the direction that if he hadn't started, he wouldn't now be in trouble. Whereas, a matter of fact, the truth of the matter was, if he hadn't stopped it, he would still be out of trouble. Restraint. We see this dwindling spiral on the track and so forth as restraint. Here's a little experience, by the way, which is quite a cute one. I took three preclears, you know, through trying to get you guys to do yourself a real good job on processing and so forth, I just ran out of a practice. I might mention that. I was very fortunate in having a connection with the disabled pension persons here in town, you know, the outfit that takes care of the disabled, who not necessarily, you see, people who are hurt or had their legs cut off or something of the sort, but, you know, just anybody who isn't able to make a living or who isn't getting along too well in life is this day and age, this very enlightened period, is able to nick the state for a few bucks. And they have an office through which this goes, and I was fortunate enough to have quite a connection there, and so I had quite a series of cases, and I just finished them all, and I can't do any more about them now. And so I don't think I could persuade any of these people back particularly. They're all nicely self-determined, and they sort of have an attitude toward me now. I wonder what cloud or what furnace or something that stepped out of. They're not quite sure, you know, that what has happened to them, since they have no understanding of the subject or something of the sort, and they're in an interesting frame of mind, particularly since they don't even know where I live or what my name is. They couldn't come back and see me if they wanted to. Well, anyhow, I'm off the practice line. And the last little series that I ran was I tried to clean up three individuals in the terms of the last week. And I finally settled for one day in the series because I was having an awful time. And I was getting this. We were trying to run out the most significant incidents of the past week, you know, to make them feel better. So you just this. Let's take the closest area to present time and let's do something with it and find out what with it then makes the person feel best. Single experiment. And I found out this. This was a very rewarding little experiment. I didn't have any prediction as to what the end of it would be at all. I merely said, let's take the most current stuff, which would certainly be the hottest stuff the individual's involved with. What I was trying to solve for it was present time problem. You see, how do you resolve a present time problem with the preclear? And I found out, finally, that it was just taking me a long time, you see, to run out all the incident, the yak, the aberrative phrases, the rap on the shin, and the other incidents, you know, that had taken place in the week. But, by golly, there was one common denominator, which, when applied to any given day, would tend to release all the aberrative content of that day. The decision to stop or restrain. The individual held something in. And just by getting him, mocking himself up, five or six times holding something in, we released it. See? You follow me? Here this individual, oh, he had an awful day. I mean, his this and that happened, and he got argued at, and bill collectors, and a lot of insulting things were said, and so on. And the fellow felt very bad at the end of the day. Well, in order to clean up the day, we found out it was only necessary to pick up the moment when he checked himself from hitting the bill collector. Just that. See? The only really aberrative point, you might say, in the day was when he checked himself. Well, man's got to the belief that motion is bad. Well, if it's so bad, then why doesn't it process? But the restraint of self, you see himself restraining himself under his own consideration of restraining himself, was sufficient to knock out the whole mental balance of the individual to a point where he then feel bad. In other words, he was denying himself, which is about the only sin a person can pull. He pulled himself in, he restrained himself, he pulled himself back, and he only did it for an instant, you see. And here's that instant sitting there solitary in all of the tremendous motion and confusion of the day. All right, we pick up that incident, you see, and duplicate it several times with a decision to stop in it, and boom, the guy feels good. Time begins to move again. It's stopped time that is important, not running time. See that? The decision then to start and to move is apparently not very aberrative. But the decision to stop and so forth, the decision to stop is terrifically aberrative. Because you've gone counter to the decision to start. And after you've made the decision to stop, you get immediate problems. Because the individual at that instant drops below the effort band. He drops from effort to thinking, just like that. Bing, bing. Now he's going to consider the past. And I think you're looking rather intimately at the mechanism called psychosis right there. The incidence of psychosis could be said to be, just at this cursory glance, to set in at the moment when the individual decided to stop. It did not set in when the individual decided to start. Of course, there's a relationship between his deciding to start and his deciding to stop on the same particular action. And of course, the physical universe itself is what decides stop, as far as he's concerned. Maybe if he ran into a wall or something of the sort. But we look these two things on, we find out the decision to stop of all these considerations of start, stop, and change, just that bracket, is the important one. But more important, up above this, are all this terrific battery of decisions. And by the way, a decision and a consideration are not the same thing. A decision is a part of the body called consideration. All right? The decision to do this and do that and so forth, command, and so on, are not the basic difficulty with man. He has gotten into that difficulty after he has decided to stop something with effort. And he's down in the effort band when that sets in. What then are the interesting considerations that we should treat as solutions? ARC, attention and duplication. ARC first, and then attention and duplication. And well below that, start, change, and stop. And that is looks to be the processable gradient scale with regard to this. All right, how do you run this? You run it as the second part of procedure 30. Second part of procedure 30, the second part of that second part. You see, you run it right along with problems. And you run solutions just like problems. Now, you don't run a problem and then run a solution and then run a problem and then run a solution. You clean up problems and then you go into the second part of that second step and you handle solutions just like you handle problems. Be a solution for your mother, solution for your father, for your aunts and uncles. I'll be a solution for Preclear's name. Fascinating things occur. As soon, though, as you really start processing into start, change, and stop, you run into flows and you run into all sorts of things, and they're really not important because he had a basic consideration there, a solution that there was energy. Energy was itself a solution. The consideration that there was energy was a solution to another thing. We get a tremendous quantity of solutions. Well, let's just talk about solutions. A tremendous quantity of solutions, which one more than another could be said to be aberrative or not aberrative, or this was a wrong solution or that was a wrong solution. We're not interested in this. We're interested in this one fact, that there are solutions which, when addressed to considerations and handled with beingness, which resolve cases. And so let's look at this. Now, you've had a good look at procedure 30 in its elementary form. And that is simply duplication, opening procedure by duplication. And then in its second stage, the handling of problems. And in its third stage, the granting of beingness. Now, let's just add right on top of that. Step 4, viewpoint straight wire, which you also have had some experience in handling. And now 5, attention. Putting your attention all over the place, and add into step 2, where it belongs, a part 2, which is solutions. And we'll call this issue 3, procedure 30. All right. Now, how would you run this? You do opening procedure by duplication, then you go immediately into what kind of problems, you know, just like you run problems, and what kind of problem do you read Preclear's name, and so forth. And now that we've got that all nicely set up and we have more or less gotten him into some insight into the fact that he actually is being problems in order to produce confusion or randomity or interest for himself and that he is doing this kind of thing, we go into the second part and we handle the same thing, same way, same pattern, but with solutions. What kind of a solution could you be for Mother? What kind of a solution could you be for Father? What kind of a solution could you be for your Aunt Agatha? What kind of a solution could you be for school? What kind of a solution could you be as a pre-clear? What kind of a solution can you be for this, for that, for something else, for something else, for something else, you see? And then what kind of a solution could you be for pre-clear's name? What other kind of a solution could you be for pre-clear's name? Of course, if an individual can't be any of these things, he just can't be anything. And you'd have to, as we already have gone into, you'd have to just start in and fellas saying, I don't know what kind of a problem I'm being, so forth. Why, you just have to find something the pre-clear could be until we finally got him so he could be a few things, and then he'd be able to be a problem. And then, after he got him to be a problem for a while, he's a solution. But remember, problems come first, and in step two, solutions come second. That isn't the way life runs. They are put that way because problems are easier to reach, much easier to reach than the solutions. And you get the problems out of the way, your individual doesn't feel quite so psychotic when you ask him for a solution or two. Because the solutions which he has adopted in life are the dizziest things that you ever wanted to look at in your life. I've been working with this for some little while, and I began to despair of actually making any kind of an order out of this thing until I finally did process problems off some pre-clears, and then all of a sudden ran straight into solutions. See, I knew it was there theoretically for a long time, but holy cats, how could you process it? Well, you had to get problems out of the way before you could process solutions. Now, remember, you don't process this way. Problem, solution, be a problem, be a solution, be a problem, be a solution to it, be a problem, be a solution. That is enforcing upon him an inversion. Solutions don't follow problems. They start problems. All right. So we do the whole step with problems. And we get to part two, and we do the whole step with solutions. And then we go on to granting of beings. See that? Now, you will find that after he's got some problems out of the road, he has come upscale a bit. He's become more relaxed about many people. As long as he is so anxious to be a problem to everybody, he is in a set of stops. See? He's sitting right there in a whole bunch of stops. A problem is normally something that if it hoped to stop somebody. And he's in a whole set of stops, you see? And he hopes people will stop simply because he's a problem. Also, a problem is something which attracts solutions. But he has solutions identified usually as answers. And a solution is not an answer. See? So he has solutions all mixed up with getting attention. Can you see how that's balled up there? About a year ago when I first ran into this and found out that we were heading down the track at a fast rate of speed toward discovery of a solution, I found out the solutions belonged at the other end of the line. I didn't have, at that time, being this processing, had no way to process this at all, but I knew I was staring myself right in the teeth. And so I threw all gears full speed astern and so forth and sat back and contemplated my navel for a little while. Okay, now you got that step. That's procedure 30. Issue 3, processing of solutions.